This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Of young Joka Kadropius Tony. I kid. This is what I would feel like his.
Well, his stuff isn't licensed, so we could probably play his music here, right?
Is Darren Wallers?
Is he still a thing?
He's rapping, man, outside of Allegiant Stadium.
Okay, so he's homeless, collecting money? Is that what it is?
I don't think he's homeless. The Giants gave him a lot of money that he didn't
Maybe he spent it all on, you know, rap things. I see a lot of people in Vegas on street corners singing. There was one when we were out there in March, and I mean, I swear to God, she was as good as Aretha Franklin singing Aretha Franklin songs. I'm like, wow, there are some talented, talented people out there that can sing. I don't know that Darren Waller's one of them.
You put some R-E-S-P-E-C-T on her name.
Woo!
All right, 7:45, smash your pastime here on Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey as well. It is the Kentucky Derby-themed menu on Smash Your Pass. Don't Smash. Forget.
I mean, this came up like fast. I wasn't ready for the Kentucky Derby.
Don't worry. It'll take all day on Saturday to get there.
I know it does, right? Like for a 2-minute race, it's got you. People talk about football pregame shows and whatnot. Like this pregame show for a horse race is excruciatingly long. And so, yeah, but I just like, I feel like there's not a hype for the Kentucky Derby right now. You know, I guess because the Royals are doing their thing. We're just off the draft. I mean, like, it just doesn't feel like there's a lot of hype for this horse race coming up.
So, Mac, do you want to read these? I feel like your voice is better when you read these, or I can read them. But there's a lot of passes on this list that you sent us from the Kentucky Derby.
You're not liking the list? Okay, well, let's start. Let's start with sausage stuffed peppers.
See, I would go ground beef stuffed peppers, not sausage. I would pass on that one because ground beef stuffed peppers are freaking awesome.
They're awesome. Hannah just made them the other day. She makes them all the time.
I love stuffed peppers. I wouldn't do it with sausage, though. I'd have to pass on that one. Now I'd probably eat and go, oh my God, this is so good.
This
but immediately I'm like, no, I like my ground beef stuffed peppers. Leave me alone, sausage.
I'm okay with the sausage. One of the rares that I would smash on this list is the sausage stuffed peppers.
You ever had it with ground turkey? It's also very good with ground turkey instead of ground beef. Nope. And healthy.
Cool.
Bourbon balls.
I'm sorry?
What are those? Bourbon balls. For Kentucky Derby party food option with a sweet side, bourbon balls are bound to win over your guests and disappear from the dessert table.
Gas?
What are they?
Delicious rounds of bourbon-soaked pecans, butter, and powdered sugar enclosed in a dark chocolate coating sprinkled with crunchy pecan
bits. You said
bits.
Melted butter and pecans.
I'm good, man. Yeah. No thanks.
And Bob said,
smash.
I'm not a sweet lord, though.
Yeah, that's not your thing.
And that seems like a sweet-salty combination that I'm steering all the way away from.
Well, a sweet-salty combination that you may like, sweet potato biscuits.
Now that looks good.
After forming round rolls, brush with melted butter, bake until golden brown, serve with butter or a spoonful of honey for an extra sweet touch.
Yeah, I'm in on that. Yeah, sweet potato biscuits sound really good.
I wouldn't pass immediately. If we're doing it one or the other, I probably would smash because I feel like that would be a nice, delightful treat. Yes. I've never had it either, so I feel like that'd be kind of delightful.
Mashed sweet potatoes, buttermilk, bacon. That sounds good.
Sounds heavy.
I got some sweet potatoes at home. I may try to make some
pancakes.
Sweet potato pancakes.
Smash.
Yeah.
Kentucky beer cheese.
I assume it's just like beer cheese.
Beer cheese.
It just says Kentucky
cheese,
in front of it.
Stout beer, spices, cream cheese, and a kick of Worcestershire.
Oh, cream cheese? Oh,
I'm in. Yeah. Dip a little pretzel bite in there.
Yeah, that sounds great. Yeah. Bob's Bavarian pretzel with some Kentucky beer cheese. Come on, Bob.
Once you said cream cheese, I was kind of out.
I think, yeah.
He's not a cream lord. Remember, he doesn't like Alfredo stuff, potato soup. Yeah.
But if you gave like regular like cheese sauce, like beer cheese or something like that, yes. But once you mentioned that cream cheese, I'm like, I feel like there's going to be just like chunks of it in there, and I'm out.
Mm.
Okay, this should be an easy smash. Fried chicken.
Yeah.
I'm not a fried chicken guy.
What?
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan. So I'm out. It's fine.
No fried chicken.
Nah, especially in a suit at a racetrack.
Okay, that's fair. I'm not picturing eating these things at the Derby. I was picturing making them at home. That's fair. You're right.
Smash. All day, every day. Fried chicken cold is one of my favorite meals.
Same. Yep.
Love cold fried chicken.
Yep, next day in the fridge. Just take it straight out. Absolutely.
When Gam Gam came to town and we had to get the bucket of KFC, I was more excited for the next day or at midnight.
There was leftovers?
Oh, yeah. Gam Gam only ate a leg.
And then
you'd go in there about midnight and just smash a breast, cold, looking like The Last of Us, like those clickers in The Last of Us. You turn the light on, I'd come after you, you know. Like,
smash.
Yeah.
A hot brown sandwich.
I'm out. Dude, I don't eat meatloaf. I don't eat sloppy joes. I'm not eating a hot brown sandwich.
It is an open-faced sandwich designed with a combination of turkey, bacon, tomatoes, hot tomatoes. I'm out.
I'm out, dude.
Sorry.
I don't want anything hot and brown.
I'm like, all right, I can go turkey, tomato.
On Texas toast?
I'm good.
Yeah.
You'd read Texas into Kentucky?
It's served with a rich Mornay sauce. Is that made by Rebecca DeMore? I mean, like, what are we doing here with that?
Nope. I'm good. Hot brown sandwich. Pass.
Macaroni salad?
Picture of this macaroni salad looks terrible.
Really?
Yeah. Ew. See, I love macaroni salad.
Awesome.
And there's probably one weekend a year where I say, go get macaroni salad, Jen. And I eat it, and then I've had my fill for a year. This macaroni salad looks like something that, I don't know. It does not appeal to
me
in that picture.
It's noodles and mayonnaise.
Yeah, it looks like noodles, mayonnaise, and tomatoes.
Some
peas.
Even if I go to, like, Hawaiian Brothers, I get rice and pineapple. I don't get macaroni salad. Woof. Woofta. No thanks. Pass on macaroni salad.
This name is a pass, but I think you guys might smash. We'll see. Burgoo. This is a stew filled with herbs, vegetables, several types of meat, such as chicken, chuck roast, and pork shoulder, then simmered over several hours.
Yeah, I'd try that.
That's another one of those randoms at Kentucky Derby. Like, you eating that in a suit?
In a suit, that's...
It's a weird combination of chicken, pork, and beef into one thing, right?
I do like stews.
That does sound very Southern. Is there squirrel in this? Because I know in the South they eat a lot of rodents.
If Xavier Leggett was cooking it, absolutely it would be.
Burgers.
Burgers.
I think I would smash.
Yeah, I'm smashing.
Yeah, I would absolutely.
Get a little piece of bread to dip it in there. I'm a bread lord.
Well, it says serve it with cornbread, muffins, biscuits, or crunchy French bread.
French bread, baby,
all
day.
I've got a little bit of a Creole in that for me, you know?
It's like Kentucky B-touffee.
Kentucky mule?
Smash.
Yeah, I'm not a mule guy. I'm not a ginger, you know? I feel like ginger for me.
Oh, they have souls.
Ginger for me always reminds me of like being sick when I was a kid, because that's what they gave you, ginger ale and wonton soup and saltine. So every time I smell, get near ginger ale, ginger, I'm like, this reminds me of being sick and watching the Price is Right with Bob Barker and wanting a Craftmatic adjustable bed.
We're all 10 years apart. So like that was his sick meal. I don't know if this was yours. Mine was Campbell's chicken noodle soup, Sprite or Gatorade, saltine crackers, same TV show. So Price is Right, you know, whatever during the day.
Yeah, it's pretty much the same thing. I mean, my grandmother would go to the Chinese restaurant and get me wonton soup because I always liked that.
I'll be down with that.
Which is great.
That's awesome.
And then, ginger ale. And then saltines, you know.
Right.
So I just, it's like every time I'm sick or somebody's sick, it's like, get ginger ale. I'm like,
Finally, I'm one of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning. Like a dairy cow.
Yes!
That's the sound of your caller number 5. Mac, you got any more smash
passes? Give me the Bullet or Woodford Reserve I'm in. There's no question about that. You know, I don't need anything else added to that, including ice.
I'm a mule lord, so smash on that. Pigs in a blanket.
Yes.
Yeah, those are always good. Yeah, those are
nobody's saying no to that,
is
right?
Is that with the cheese in the inside wrapped with a croissant around it? Or do you not
no
do cheese?
No, no cheese. No, no cheese.
Just a croissant and mini hot dogs. That's all it is. And dipping sauces. Like, yeah.
So pigs in a blanket, the original doesn't have cheese?
No.
Okay, I thought it did.
Pasta salad? We said no on macaroni.
What's the difference?
This one looked like it was vinegar-based, not mayo-based, and it's with farfalle, not the elbow.
Okay.
I love pasta salad. I make a pasta salad. I like vinegary-based types of salads.
But if you do too much of that vinegar and it's like sitting in the bottom of the bowl, like, you know.
Yeah.
And where the pasta gets like mushy.
Mm.
Yeah, you're not a pasta salad. You're once a year, like you said.
Yeah, once a year, I'm fine. If it's there, I may eat it, you know. But I'm also, I'm weird, man. Like, I feel food poisoning, maybe. How do you store this? You know.
I did get food poisoning from pasta salad once. So that is
fair. And once you get it from something, you're like,
yeah, I haven't gone back since. Banana pudding, then we're done.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, easy. Okay, good. Just figured we were on
the
same page.
Yeah, I think of the puddings, of all puddings, banana pudding is number one.
I mean, there's a place called Magnolia. You can order banana pudding online. They're in New York, and I think a couple other. Oh, my God. Okay. It is fantastic.
I will.
Somebody says, which I don't know if you guys knew this, and I know Bob found out this morning, Carrington's out for the rest of the week. You know why, Mac?
Why is that?
Kentucky Derby.
No way.
Yeah, he's going with his mom and
his
sister.
Cool. That's awesome, man. Yeah. It really is. I'm excited for him.
That's cool. I'm excited to see what he wears.
Say, I'm a little bit jealous about that, too. Like, I'd like to go.
Is that a bucket?
Yeah, I think probably, but I want to do it like, and I know this is so stupid the way that I'm going to say, like, just like, is there a way that you can like helicopter me in so I don't have to deal with all the crowds? And then I'm just going watching on the infield, you are AH to elbows down there, man. Like, and if you got to pee and things like that.
I think Cody knows a guy.